We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
Analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My media story, La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No, Pantera.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges close. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title.
No holes barred baseball opinions.
See you later. Good luck, brother. It's still making you money. And go, you know what? Your next career will be WWE. They'll be waiting for you, puppy. That's pretty soon.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Hall on 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is always a delight to talk to Ozzie Guillen, and he joins us on the hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Ozzie, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Crazy weather, killing people. Oh, my God.
No kidding.
So listen, Ozzie, we sent you some questions, and you know, we do that just to check in with you. And Dustin said the last question I sent really stunned you. I was a little upset yesterday, and I sent a question to Ozzie asking whether Tony La Russa should be fired if the Sox go out in the first round and he has a Ricky Renteria-type series. I was over the top.
Yeah.
David's trying to talk me off the ledge, yeah. But the fact is I think I surprised you with that question.
Well, yes, you know, you did. A lot of people think about it, you know, because I don't blame people. Got a different way to look at it. I think Tony did an unbelievable job, crazy job. Look at that guy's genius. But I think I think we have to appreciate what he did, what he have. A lot of guys' injuries.
Right.
Obviously, he played in the division. He just, it's not a unbelievable, you know, it's a very bad division. But, you know, keep those guys playing every day. Try to figure out how to play. Now baseball players need a day off because they got to stay off their feet. You know, I mean, obviously they say they blame the 60 game last year. They're not ready to go this year. I think Tony's doing a pretty good job. Give those guys timing to get ready. Take the best out of these players. I think the bench players did a tremendous job. The kids came from the minor league, did a tremendous job. Now, you know what I mean? People think about how the pitching staff is going to hold on. You know what I mean? We've been lucky to those guys get all the way through today, healthy and pitching off, missing a couple of days here and there. But you're looking at other ball clubs. Everybody have problem with the pitching staff because health problem. But not really. I think right now those guys got you got the talent to wait all the way up. They know they're gonna face great ball clubs. They're not gonna face Minnesota Twins or Detroit Tigers anymore. And they know they have to be aware they're gonna face a team that was there before. They have to where they know they're gonna face. Well, right now, look, it's going to be Houston Astros. It's not going to be easy piece of cake.
Ozzie, 16 years ago today. Okay.
staying healthy, and that's all people think about it. You know, they're not playing right now. Is the playoff start right now? Packing in. They're not playing good right now at all. And they have to step it up. They have to turn the switch on today, all the way to the last game they had left, because they're not playing good at all right now.
Well, they're not. But as I was starting to say, 16 years ago today, you were in first place, clinging to a game and a half lead in the division after a tough month, and you did flip the switch. And your 2005 team finished that season with 5 straight victories. You went into the playoffs. The rest of it was history. What's the difference? Are the two situations alike or different?
Well, the difference was, listen, people talk about 2021 and 2005. We have, you see the teams we have faced, that ball club had to be better. You know what I mean? All my respect, the talent the 2021 team have, yes, they have better talent. I believe so. But it's a team. Those guys, it was amazing how they played together. When they take the field, they know they're going to kill. They're going to kick people's butt. And that's the difference. Look at the team, Detroit Tigers, 2005. Look at the Detroit Tigers right now. Look at Minnesota Twins,
right?
2005, Minnesota Twins right now. It was a different monster right. We got to face. Look at the team we got to face. We want to face in the playoff. You know, the Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
Check the lineup. The California Angels. Check the lineup. You know, that was a big different ball game, big time. That's why I'm not going to take any credit away from the 2021 team. I don't, but the 2005 team was so special because we fight from the beginning. They know what's all about it. The pitching staff say, you know what? We all here together. We got to do this. Nowadays, guys throw 5 innings, you hugging and kissing them. Before before you try to take the ball away from the guy in the 7, and they get pissed. They get upset. Like, what are you doing? That happened to me with Freddy Garcia. I'm going to take the ball away in the 8th and say, no, I'm finished this game. Nowadays, before you ask Paul to throw it to you, here, somebody out. But that's the way baseball is now. I'm very excited about this ball club. I'm not too excited in this particular moment. Don't. Last year, they were too comfortable. They went in, they clinched, or they said, okay, we did our job. I think this year it had to be different. I believe in Tony La Russa because Tony was there before. Have been there and doing that, and Tony know how to handle that situation. About clinching, people say, "Oh, they clinching too early." Well, the early they clinch is better. Why? Because they have time to set the roster, to set the pitching staff. Right now, if Tony had to set the pitching staff, he don't know what to do.
Yeah,
he don't know what to do because everybody pitching like not pitching well, and you know, Rodon.
That's
he
it.
Say he's fine. I don't believe in that. I don't think Rodon is fine. I hope he is. I pray to God he is. But the way his body language was, the way he was throwing the hardest pitch, it was 93, 94. Last pitch, it was 89. Run into trouble. I swear to God, I'm a big fan of this kid because he went through a lot of stuff. But I hope he's fine. I hope the next star is be the guy we know we've seen all year long, but that's a question mark.
I was saying to David, Ozzie, that he's not in my first 3 right now. Just if I'm putting it together, he might be my 4th, but only as an opener. Like, I know you're going to get 2 or 3 good innings out of the guy, but I don't know that you're going to be able to give him the ball and trust him to be able to get you 5 or 6 innings. I think you might have to stack up a couple of pitchers. I don't know if it's Ronaldo. I don't know if it's, we'll see how he does. I don't know if it's Kopech or how you want to go about it. But
you know, I just piggyback him with Keiko.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's it. Both of them, piggyback both of them. You started, you told me 3 innings if you can, but right now it's confusing because this kid going to be a free agent.
Right.
Obviously going to say, I'm fine. I'm okay. It's just a little soreness. Obviously, you know what I say, I'm hurt. I'm going back to IL because that all the sun things around are going to be like, uh-oh. You know what I mean? We don't know what to do. We're going to sign it. We're going to get turn a big deal. Just give him 1-year contract. That's this kid is in the middle of the situation. he had to say it's fine. But in meanwhile, what I see, what I watch, what I see, I don't like it. I'm concerned. And hopefully next start against, I think it's Cincinnati, he proved everybody wrong, not just Ozzie Guillen, everybody, including his manager, because manager is the one who say, I'm concerned, I have my finger crossed, yep. Everything be fine. Yep. And I'm not saying this just to say, that comes from his own manager. Then yes, we have to concern about him.
Ozzie, I wonder if you could amplify what you talked about yesterday post-game in terms of the usage of Craig Kimbrell and Liam Hendricks. You believe, if I'm interpreting correctly, that, hey, Liam Hendricks is more flexible, use him at different times of the game. Craig Kimbrell, if he's better in the ninth, stop trying to use him in the eighth or the seventh. Use him in the ninth inning, and you have about 11 games left to try that kind of thing out. Is that likely? Is that realistic?
No, I will do that. I will try because, you know, you're talking about Hendrick Peach, my pop, starter. I think these kids can do get the ball in the third inning, go out, do it the job without, you know, without saying anything. I think right now people have to think about the ball club, not think about I'm the closer, you're not, I'm the starter, you're not, and the big now. Right now it's all about the White Sox, it's all about the team. Right now I think the way I see it, I don't see Kimbrell come like, you know what I mean, lies out. Maybe that's because it's not that you never pitching that moment. Also, Kimbrell's being unlucky too.
Yeah.
Very unlucky. Basketball, wild pitch, big base hit, a home run. You know what I mean? It's not have been that bad. They not have been that good either. To me, if you give him the opportunity to say, you know what, the next 7 days they have left, 8 days they got left, I say, okay, guys, we're going to flip-flops here to see how that works. If that doesn't work, you go back to plan A. You put Hendrick back in the night and Kimbrell back in the eight, but we have to see Kimbrell. We have to get him back in track, and maybe that's the reason, you know, give him a little energy, adrenaline, you know, go out there and like, okay, now I feel like I got to do my best stuff and to see how that works. Because to me, I believe I give you the ball in the six, you're my closer in the six. If I give you the ball in the seven, you close in the seven. But some players, the mentality is not the same. And this kid has been closer all his life. Now he got the role. He's never been there before. He might even know how to handle it.
Okay. Name somebody in the bullpen that you trust right now other than Liam Hendricks. Because I keep telling David, I don't know that there's a left-hander I actually trust in a high-leverage situation. I don't know the way Kimbrell's pitching. As you go through the list, Keuchel has not been the same guy. Kopech has not been the same guy he was earlier in the year. Who do you trust outside of Liam Hendricks right now for what was supposed to be the best bullpen in baseball?
Nobody right now. Not right now, at this point today, not too many guys.
Yeah.
They have 1 week week and a half to show me how my roster is going to be. Besides that, they're going to face Houston, okay? Mm-hmm. I got to give my best right-handers hitter because the best, besides Briley, and then the Cuban kid, I don't recall his name, there's only two lefties that can help you. Besides that, it's all righties. Righties, they have a great right-handed lineup. Then I have to go with the best righties I have in the bullpen. And that's right now, we have to give Kopech back. I don't like to see Kopech pitch two innings at all. I show you, you know, he pitched one inning, lies out, the second inning, it's a little struggle. But in the meanwhile, last couple outings, it has been better, yes. But it's not easy to, you know, I know this kid was starter, was. Right now, he's not a starter. We cannot keep treat him like you go to be a starter next year. Because next year, they have spring training. They have all winter to get ready. But right now, this kid, to me, is one inning pitcher. And very important, you can bring in this kid. It's Correa, Altuve Correa, and come in that inning. And that's a really important inning for me to close that inning. That got to be my man. I don't care if it's the fourth or the fifth. This kid's got a great stuff. And I think they just have to give him one inning because every time he pitches one inning, he pitches good enough.
Ozzie, what drives me crazy about the White Sox lately is that the base running mistakes by Mankata yesterday. Defense has been way too shoddy for a playoff team that has World Series aspirations. How do you address that as a manager going into the postseason of just how badly you need to tighten things up?
They learn from they learn by mistake. Yesterday, tried to extend the double for a triple. I don't think that was the right thing. A lot of people criticize Leury García because he moved the guy over. It's not his fault. Ain't gonna do the job. That's the way you have to play in the playoff, because you're gonna face better ball clubs, defense, pitching, and offense. And Leury García moved the guy over twice. He bombed the ball with two strikes. All of a sudden, the guy make it first. Oh my God, what a genius! Yesterday, Engel got a strikeout. People say like, "Well, you are the hottest hitter. Why did you bunt?" That's the way he played. That's the type of player he is. And right now, don't mistake. Physically mistake, that's fine. Cesar tried to tag the guy on second base, throw it all the song, everybody's safe. By the way, we are lucky we play Detroit Tigers, because they got an 18 hit. They only scored 5 runs. If that happened to Houston Astros, 18 hit, that's, you're talking about 20 runs for sure.
So true. It's so true.
Yes. Those kids strike out. It's a bunch of kids, double-A, triple-A players, very good prospect. I think they have a great future. But if we face the Houston Astros with the way they played yesterday, you're talking about somebody from the position player real pitching. Because then they will take the opportunities the right way. Something Detroit Tigers don't did it.
Ozzie, as always.
I like to see people on base. Yes, I'm tired to see people left on base.
Oh.
Besides Abreu, we got to bring those guys in.
Yeah.
It's less than 2 hours. We got to bring that guy in, and we're not doing it right now. We got to step it up and start doing it, because you cannot put the switch on and off just like that. These baseball games is not that easy.
For all the analytics crowd that says RBI don't matter, they ought to watch the White Sox, because when you leave that 12 guys on base or 13, whatever it was,
it adds up.
Holy God. All right.
With all my respect, but the people say RBIs don't matter, get another job. They don't know nothing about baseball. But I mean, RBI, the only way you're going to score is somebody bring you in. That's why when you give friends a job, that's what you get. RBIs no matter. Really? Oh my God.
Great stuff, Oz.
Crazy people. Take care,
Oz,
guys.
You're the best. Thanks, buddy. I love his candor. I love just he's got one mode, and it's honesty.
I love Ozzy.
Yeah, oh, he's the best.
Oh yeah.
I can't wait till we get to crosstalk with Bernstein.
Next, though, we will talk Bears with
Stacy Dales is going to join us next. Always a joy to talk to Stacy. We're going to pick apart the Bears. I think she covered Green Bay again.
She was in Lambeau.
I want to know what the hell's going on with that team. I really thought Dave made an insightful comment that they are one of these teams that need the lead to be successful. And I guess the Bears have another one coming up this week with Cleveland. But we'll talk to Stacy Dales next, Molly and Haw on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Stacy Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Here at Hallis Hall, as expected, continued buzz around the quarterbacks, especially when it comes to the 11th overall pick, Justin Fields.
Breaking down the latest from the Bears beat and news from around the NFL.
Give me one quarterback that's won a Super Bowl where somebody's come in to run a few plays with him. It just doesn't happen, and I understand there's a plan with Justin Fields. That aside, I'm concerned about the defense. This defense better tighten it up on the back end.
Former WNBA All-Star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy layup. Stacy Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacy Dales with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Stacy Dales on a weekly basis, and she joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Stacy, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. I had a long week, too, I would tell you. I was in Green Bay for the Monday Night Football game, which was, you know, unfortunately for Bears fans, a return of Aaron Rodgers and that offense. So I'm still recovering, I would tell you, from that game, but ready to go to Hallis Hall here today and get ready for the Browns this weekend.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I watched that game and then watched it. I watched it as long as I could. They were actually losing at halftime. I had to go to bed. And then I watched it when I got home. Totally different second half than the first half. And, you know, we talked to Dave Wannstedt, and I thought he made a great point that Green Bay is built to play with a lead. And, you know, you could argue that Cleveland's kind of built that way too. Like, if you're going to do some of these things they want to do, once they get a lead, then they can go to town. But if you can stay with them, if you can get a lead, you put them in a little awkward position. And I was thinking, my God, Aaron Rodgers, what's going wrong? And then, he's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, the guy threw four touchdowns on Monday. Aaron Jones was phenomenal. He had four touchdowns. Rodgers was in command. But I would say this, I mean, you know, for Bears fans, that defense has holes, and I'll be anxious to see how, you know, they shake up in their secondary. I think that we're going to see possibly Eric Stokes, the rookie, take over Kevin King's starting role at the cornerback position. And we saw quite a bit of Kevin King in the slot, but I just think, you know, the Green Bay Packers are always going to be good offensively, but in terms of their defense, they can give up some points, at least as far as we've seen it through 2 weeks.
So, Stacy, you're going up to Hallis Hall today, and I think this week there's a lot of pressure on Matt Nagy to be able to adapt and adjust if Justin Fields is indeed the starter Sunday against the Browns. So when you look at the Bears offense and you know what you're getting with Matt Nagy, stylistically, how different do you think this offense might be if Justin Fields is the quarterback or maybe needs to be?
Yeah, David, I think it's a great question, a fair question. And I know Bears fans are, you know, all looking back at Justin taking over this past weekend. And, you know, maybe the play calls didn't suit the team. But I feel like when you put Justin Fields in a game and he hasn't really truly gotten starting reps, do you adjust in game? Of course you do. However, if you have a week to strategize with a quarterback, it's a whole different story. So I want to see movement in the pocket like everybody else, a lot of boots, some nakeds, whatever, you know, however right. you want to draw it up. I want to see Justin Fields move back there. And, you know, I would say this too. I mean, starting quarterbacks, rookie starting quarterbacks in the NFL through a couple weeks are 1-5, you guys. So, you know, there's a puzzle to figure out as a rookie in the National Football League, and that's understanding and learning how to read defenses. I mean, if you want to tune on Monday Night Football and switch over to Eli and Peyton, they'll teach you, right?
Yep.
That's so true. You know,
yeah. I mean, this is a process. It's going to be a process. And when there's a zero coverage and blitz might happen, but then all of a sudden Logan Wilson drops into coverage and intercepts Justin Fields, those things happen to rookie quarterbacks. So, you know, I would tell you this. It's almost like you're in a new relationship. And what do we all want to do in a new relationship, right? I mean, some of us haven't had those for years, but hey. you want to put your best foot forward. You want to look your best. Maybe you want to drop a few pounds. Maybe you want to, you know, show up early. So I just think if it's Justin Fields, you're going to get a team that rallies around him. The defense is going to give you a little bit more juice. They're going to be, you know, we saw the takeaways this past weekend, which was awesome for Bears fans. But, you know, be patient because you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to say the wrong thing sometimes in a new relationship, and you're going to have to go through the bad text exchange. Just be patient with rookie quarterbacks is my message to Bears fans.
You want to hide your true self, Stacey, from my experience. Don't let anyone see behind the curtain for a while. Keep the mask on. Okay,
right.
So we look at this, and the Bears, you mentioned all the takeaways, and you mentioned the fact that the line was good. They had a sack there that was a Sean Desai sack. Like, you had the defensive coordinator was one of the stars of the show. We know Roquan first ever touchdown. We know Jalen Johnson first interception. That is obviously the first kind of Sean Desai influenced victory for the Bears.
Yeah, I thought this game was as important against Cincinnati for Sean Desai more than anybody. I would say just because he is new at it. I really feel like, and you know, Nagy talked about this on Monday, that just the response from the Rams game to open up week one, which was really poor in terms of just defending in coverage, right? All the explosives they gave up to a really good Rams team, by the way. Cooper Kupp is just sensational. Sidebar. Sean Desai is, he's a teacher, and I think he was unwavering in his approach heading into week two. I think he was steady. I liked his disposition. I read the disposition of people in press conferences, and I really liked how Sean Desai showed up last week, presented himself to the media. He answered fairly the questions. And, you know, we've all sat in these press conferences. I was really impressed by him, and I was impressed by the defensive response on Sunday. Roquan Smith is so underrated, vastly underrated in this league. I hope he gets his, you know, due credit throughout the course of the season. But yeah, it's encouraging to see Jalen Johnson play really great in coverage. I thought he really singled up some of Cincinnati's skilled players really well. And, you know, I would still like to see Khalil Mack used a little bit more in different ways. When I watched the Colts game, guys, on Sunday, facing Aaron Donald, they line Aaron Donald up everywhere. He's not just distinguished as an interior pass rusher. They put him up. They moved him across Indianapolis. If you go back and watch, they moved him up and down their offensive line. So they never knew where his pressures were coming from. And he ended up you know, essentially knocking Carson Wentz out of the game. I know Khalil Mack is an outside linebacker. I know they put him on a certain side a lot of the time. I just want to see him moved around a little bit more because I still think he's got a lot of juice.
Stacey, I think we can become a little myopic in Chicago, like a lot of football towns, or you lose perspective. You focus so much on what's wrong with the team that sometimes you take a step back and you realize maybe it's not as bad as it seems. You get to see a lot of other teams, and I just wonder, based on what you know about the Bears and based on what you've seen around the league, how far is that gap between maybe the Bears and legitimate playoff contenders?
Wow. Hard to answer the question when you don't know the certainty at quarterback.
Right.
So the quarterback position is it's just remarkable how literally the team depends on the quarterback. I don't know how to answer it beyond that, David, just because when you don't know. So first of all, what is a bone bruise in the knee, right? That's what Andy Dalton has. He's got a bone bruise in his left knee. Now one could, you know, guess that it's a hyperextension. When I watched and I went back and watched that play where he was injured, he scrambled for the extra yards. It looked like a hyperextended knee. What is a bone bruise? What does that mean? A lot of athletes, I've had a bone bruise in my knee, actually. It can be anywhere from a week to multiple weeks, depending upon the severity and sort of the soft tissue elements in that knee. 2 weeks is my guess for Andy Dalton. But I don't know, obviously. I mean, no team in the NFL is silly enough to tell those of us that report how long he's going to be out. Justin Fields will likely start this week in Cleveland. So to answer the question, if he plays well, the Bears, you know, and they figure out that Justin Fields is the man, not just of the hour, you guys, but, you know, moving forward, just like we saw Herbert take over with the Chargers last season when Tyrod Taylor got hurt, or, you know, he got the injection in the ribs, whatever.
Yeah.
So he came back after Tyrod Taylor got injured with the Chargers last season, and he was spectacular. I expect Justin Fields, if he is the starter, to come out this weekend in Cleveland and have command. Okay. Command is the word of the day. Does he have command of this offense? I expect that he will. I expect that they will, you know, develop a game plan that puts him at his strength. And some of that sometimes is just simplifying what you do. And when you get down to the basics and the fundamentals and you can simplify things for people, chances are they can have a level of improvisation. How do I say it? Improv. Improvisation. Is that the word?
Improvisation, yeah.
Improvisation to where now you let him go a little bit. So simplify the game plan, let him go and see what he can do. If he's good enough and he sticks, I think he's a guy that you can win with. But I was really impressed with Andy Dalton. It's really unfortunate to see an injury after, you know, an opening drive like we saw with the Bears this past weekend. And you know what I liked, you guys? I like that Matt Nagy let Andy Dalton go. You know how I feel about switching out quarterbacks. We've talked about it. I just feel like Matt Nagy said, here are the keys, go play. Andy was fantastic. So we'll see how long it takes for him to get healthy. And as we all understand, he'll be the starter, which the PR team delivered, if he's healthy.
That was truly bizarre. Stacy, always a joy. Thanks a ton. Really appreciate your
great
time.
Great stuff, Stacy.
Awesome, guys. See you next week.
Thanks a lot.
That is Stacy Dale. She does a wonderful job.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's really
almost based on the assumption that Andy Dalton gives the Bears right now a better chance to win than Justin Fields. Not saying that will be the case after Sunday, because we don't know what we're going to see. But based on what we have seen, that's almost the built-in assumption that she's speaking
and
with.
And she mentioned that the rookie quarterbacks right now are 1-5. The one win was rookie versus rookie.
Right.
That's the lone win is Mac Jones over Zach Wilson.
Good point.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, it is a difference. You just got to adjust. With Andy, you're going to hit his 10-yard if it's a deep. It's a 7-step or a 5-step. Andy going to hit it and climb versus Justin, you know, because I played with Mike. I played with Foles, two different quarterbacks. You know, Mike always trying to make a play, so he gonna bail out and roll out, not knowing, you know, I'm pushing the end up the field so he can come back and tomahawk. So I just gotta adjust. I gotta take more kicks when Justin in there just to cut off his pursuit angle, because he gonna bail out and try to make a play. That's what he do, you know, making plays. So it's just two different quarterbacks. You got one that pushes up, and then you got one that's trying to get outside the pocket if you get a little pressure up front.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. That is Jason Peters. That's fascinating. There's a guy who's been in the league forever. He's 39 years old. He's played, 18 seasons, whatever it is. And he understands. He's had tons of different quarterbacks. He understands the difference between the mobile guy or the guy that gets rid of the ball in the hurry. He played with Nick Foles, for God's sake. He played with Michael Vick, and he compared that with the
awareness. I love the field awareness. He also played with Donovan McNabb, a guy that we have both compared Justin Fields to just because of the body type and the skill set. And they were teammates in 2009. I think both of those guys went to the Pro Bowl for the Eagles, and it was one of those seasons in Philadelphia that Jason Peters – you know, that was his first year with the Eagles, and his frame of reference and his well of experiences is so deep that when he talks like that, you know that if he's healthy, he's going to be an asset. If he's able to, you know, he had one bad play, I think, that really stood out on Sunday. But other than that, I think that he showed you why he's here. Came off the fishing boat, maybe had a shaky opener. He left with the quad. He played hurt on Sunday and played pretty well overall. And I thought it was fascinating to hear him describe the differences in protecting Andy Dalton, the more stationary guy, and Justin Fields, somebody who can beat you with his legs.
I got to tell you, we probably should have talked more about the fact that that guy played in that game and played the entire game.
Yeah, he did.
And finished, you know, it. We kind of talked about, heading into the game, we both expected him to play that week because he's such a veteran and he's played so long, and he's the kind of guy that would hold up and play. Had to leave with a quad injury in the first game, came back, played. You know, again, difference between major injury and the guy being hurt. He understood that. They were down the rookie fifth rounder, who is now on IR. We know that. Larry Borum and Tevin Jenkins, obviously not able to play. So, they needed him.
Oh my gosh.
Who would have played? Elijah Wilkinson.
Elijah Wilkinson would have been the left tackle.
Who Matt Nagy called Isaiah, I think, three times last week.
I think he did. And he, you know, was the turnstile when he did play.
Exactly.
And Larry Borum is out on injured reserve. So Jason Peters has emerged as a pretty valuable commodity on that offensive line. Who would have thunk it? And I think that's what you get when you get veterans who have proven themselves over time. You know, the way he described the differences in Dalton and Fields, I think, are going to be very obvious as well to anyone watching and anyone who has watched. I think it also leads us to, maybe we'll continue to talk about this tomorrow and Friday, what kind of offense will the Bears really resemble and be stylistically with Justin Fields? Will it be more of him making plays with his legs? Will it be somebody who was dazzling you with his arm? Will it be, as Michael Lombardi used, and this was his term, Mully, and you've used it too, more of a single wing approach. I mean, and that's not an insult to Justin Fields' ability to throw the football. But as a rookie quarterback, we have seen guys who are pocket passers struggle. Zach Wilson comes to mind. 4 interceptions. When you're a rookie, things are going to come more difficult. And I think you're going to have more difficulty throwing. So Justin Fields may end up being a better runner than a thrower. And the Bears offense may be better for it.
Well, I hope, and again, you've said this from Monday on, that this week is more about, with the injury to the quarterback, it's more about Matt Nagy making an adjustment to Justin Fields than Justin Fields fitting into the Chicago Bears offense. So I hope Matt Nagy has spent, since mid-April, has spent all his waking moments not just investing in what he's going to do with Andy Dalton and how he's going to make his game plans, but thinking through and creating an offense for a guy with Fields' skill set. That skill set is the ability to move in the pocket. that skill set is the ability to break a run, and there should be some designed runs. But that skill set, he holds the ball longer than you want. So you got to encourage him to get the ball away too. When you're putting that game plan in starting today and you're on the field and you're doing things, you got to have that clock going. You got to make sure you can't hold the ball too long. They got a good pass rush. They got a couple of good pass rushers who haven't been very good to open this season, right? Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney have yet to dominate a game.
They haven't.
But they're capable of it.
They sure are.
And they're capable of doing it against a team that is compromised a little on the offensive line.
Absolutely true. And that's a good point to remember because they're looking at this game as an opportunity to get well defensively with their pass rush because of their limited success in the first two games. I think they only have about four sacks, and that's not good enough. When you look at the Bears offensive line versus the Browns pass rush, that's going to be a key matchup. Also, it's going to be, in theory, more difficult to corral a guy like Justin Fields. Look, Matt Nagy, we talk about how he's had since April to tailor his scheme around Justin Fields, but it's just like the idea would be to go in without being wedded to a scheme, with it just being, what do you like to do? What have we seen you do well running? What kind of plays fit that, the run-pass option? If you're comfortable doing that, fine, let's call more of those. The Bears offense may resemble a college offense more likely than not, more often than not, on Sunday against the Browns. And you know what? Until he gets more comfortable being your quarterback, that's fine, as long as it works and the chains keep moving.
Matt Nagy told the story of being at the Ohio State Pro Day when Justin Fields was a year before he came into the NFL. And he had a conversation with Ryan Day, and Ryan Day told him, this is a franchise quarterback. This guy's going to be a franchise quarterback. And Nagy shared that story on draft day, how he remembered that, and that went through his head. Go ahead and call Ryan Day.
Yeah.
Just ask him, hey, what's his best play? Hey, it's Matt.
Remember when you beat Michigan? Play. What was the play against Michigan?
Exactly. I'm sure he'll take the call. I'm sure he'll take the call. Or study the tape, whatever it is you want to do.
And regardless of whatever, however it fits into your schematic, you know, design, you know, you should be happy if the chains are moving and the points are being scored. And I think that you go back to after week one and they lost to the Rams and people were complaining. Matt Nagy seemed pretty happy because the offense seemed to function, you know, fairly well. Well, whatever works against the Browns, I would hope that he would be happy regardless of how much it fits into the grand design of the playbook or whether or not it fits under the scheme. Just move the ball, period.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. We'll close it out with Joe. He's on the road. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Great show. Great show.
Thanks. What's up?
Hey, did you guys listen to the Manning brothers on Monday night and their conversation with Brett Favre?
Did not hear the Favre part. I did watch a lot of the Manning brothers. I missed the Favre part.
Well, what struck me is their conversation about all the great coaches that they had. And there was one underlying opinion by all three of them was that the great coaches they had, like Holmgren, et cetera, that they adapted to their players and they listened to their players and they formulated their offense around their players' strengths. And it was a pretty interesting conversation considering we don't have that going on now in Chicago and everything's about the offense and the plan. And it seems that maybe our head coach could talk to some of those great coaches and figure out how they adapted to their great players.
All right, Joe.
Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, I don't think you start asking how to coach now.
No, and I think in fairness, look, Matt Nagy knows that. He knows everything that we've been saying to be true. The reason we're so skeptical is because the most recent example, he really didn't do that well enough with Mitch Trubisky to make Mitch Trubisky the quarterback that Ryan Pace thought he could be.
They don't score points. That's why we're skeptical.
That too.
That is a huge problem.
That's a huge problem.
And they don't have any explosive plays with this current offense for whatever reason. Maybe you get some out of the quarterback. We're going to bring in Dan and Layla next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.